This week is Parshas Vayeshev. We'll say oh, some old ones and some new ones. Okay. Vayeshev. So, after Sheni, the Pasuk tells us that Yaakov sends Yosef to go and check up on the brothers. Yosef says, I'm ready. And Pasuk in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav, the Pasuk tells us, Vayimseihu ish v'neisayim basadim. And a man finds Yosef, and he's wandering in the field, Vayishaleihu ish leimar, and the man asks Yosef, Matavakish, what are you looking for, what do you need? And Rashi tells us, who is this ish? Says Rashi, Zeh Gavriel. The ish is Gavriel, Shinem, like it says, Vayish Gavriel, Pasuk in Daniel. Ish refers to the Malach Gavriel. So now we said the story over, but the lesson is worthwhile to repeat. Chaim Itzanz once had to go around and collect stock for a certain cause, and he knew that in this town there was a very wealthy usher and a very prestigious man, and if he would go around with a Chaim collecting stock, it would add a lot to his cause, and people would give more generously when they see that this prestigious man went along with the Chaim Itzanz collecting tzedakah. And he comes to the usher's house, and he presents himself, and he speaks to him, and he says to him, listen, I need a big tiber from you. I need to go around collecting tzedakah, and being that people don't know me here, if you come with me, it will be add a lot to the cause. They'll see that you're coming around. It gives chashivas to the tzedakah. Come around and collect with me. So the usher said he'd like to, but he's in the middle of learning right now, and he has to learn. He doesn't have time to go around collecting. He's in the middle of learning, and he has to go learn. And he's sorry, I can't help you. So Chaim Itzanz said to him, let me ask you a question. It says in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayimseihu ish. A man found Yosef, Vayishaleihu ish, leimar matavakish. And the man asked, what do you want? And Rashi tells us, who's the ish? Gavriel. But in last week's parasha, we also find the word ish. When Yaakov went back, for the Pacham Ketanim, the Pasuk says, Vayayavik Ish Imoy. And a man wrestled, fought with Yaakov. And Rashi tells us, who's the Ish? Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav. Ish is the Samach Mem, the Malach of Esav. So he asked this Asher, tell me, how does Rashi know that the Ish in Pashas Vayishrach refers to the Sultan, refers to the Malach of Esav? And the Ish, Pashas Vayishrach, and the Ish in Vayeshev, in this week's Pasha, Vayimseil Ish, refers to the Malach Gavriel. Ish, it says in both places Ish. Hain, in one place Ish means the Malach of Esav, and in one place Ish means Gavriel. And Chaim says, I'll tell you the Teretz. Teretz is Poshet. The Teretz is, in this week's parasha, what happens? What does the Ish do? The Ish finds Yosef, and he says, Matavakish. What can I do for you? What do you need? How can I help you? It says, Rashi, Zeh Gavriel. That has to be Gavriel. To find somebody, and you ask him what he needs right away, Zeh Gavriel. And in last week's parasha, what happened? Vayayavik Yishimoy. Yaakov's fighting with the Malach. Yaakov asked the Malach for a bracha. Berachnani, give me a bracha. What does the Malach answer? Shalcheini ki ola hashacha. Send me away. So I say shachar, I have to go say shira. I have no time to give you a bracha, I have to go say shira. When the Malach answered, I have no time. I can't help you. I can't give you a bracha. I have to go learn. I have to go say shira. That's a simon, that's the Malach of Esav. That's how Rashi knew that the Ish, who's too busy to give a bracha, is too busy to help somebody else, he has to go say Shira, that's the Malach of Esav. But in this week's parasha, Vayim Seil Ish, and right away, Matavakesh, what do you need, what do you want? Zeh Gavriel. Okay, hopefully he got the message across to the Asher that a person has to help, a person has to help others, and can't always use the excuse, I'm busy learning, I'm busy with my mitzvahs, persons to take care of other people also. I know I said this over many times, but I say it over again, it always gives me chizik. Years ago, I was on the way to yeshiva, and somebody asked me for a ride. I say this over every time. Somebody asked me for a ride, and it was totally out of the way. And I was clearing, yes, no, maybe, I should, I shouldn't, little Torah, I have to go learn, it's out of the way. At the end I said, okay, fine, come in. So on the way, he told me a vort. He said, the Gemara tells us, that if somebody is chosh b'roishoy, if somebody has surim, that's the Torah must be fashed for meisim. He says, searches meisim. Person should see what is meisim. He should do tshuva. if a person still has trouble afterwards, he's a yifashvesh. Mara says, the im yifashvesh, if he searched his ma'aseh and he didn't find any averis, he should be toila the avera, be toila the bittel toira. He should be toila and his yisumarim in bittel toira. That's the Gemara. So I think it was the basis role. So the basis role is, the Gemara just says, he didn't find any averis. He was yifashvesh, boy mosla. He searched and he didn't find. So what do you mean, b'tayla and avera of bittel tayra? There is no bittel tayra. He searched his ma'isim. He saw he has no averis. No bittel tayra. So the basis for all said, the pshat is, b'tayla and all the times that you use bittel tayra as the excuse not to do a chesed to somebody else. Somebody wanted a chesed. I can't help you. Bittel tayra. I have to go learn. I can't give you a ride. Bittel tayra. I have to go learn. Sorry, I can't. Bittel tayra. I can't do a chesed. I have to help you. All the times that a person used bittel tayra as the excuse not to do somebody else a chesed, bital is yisurim, and the avera of bital tayra, not bital tayra in itself, but the times that he used bital tayra is the excuse not to help other people. A person has to know when it's time to learn, when it's time to help others. But a person can't go ahead and use bital tayra constantly as the excuse. The Gemara tells us that Rav and Abaye both came in Beis Eli, and the mishpach of Eli died young, his descendants died young. Rav lived to the age of 40, and Abaye lived to the age of 60. And the Gemara says they both came from Beis Eli. So why did Rava only live to 40 and Abaye live to 60? And the Gemara says Rava had this chus of Torah, he lived to the age of 40. And Abaye had Torah im gemilas chasadim. Torah together with chesed. Torah together with gemilas chasadim. So Abaye was zeichet to live to the age of 60. A person needs both. A person needs Torah and a person needs gemilas chasadim. To do one without the other is wrong. A person has to have both. And a person has to balance it out. But by Yishalehu Ish, by Yomim Matavakish, a person has to know when he sees somebody who needs a favor, needs help, a person has to go ahead, Matavakish, and ask him, how can I help you? It says a little bit further in the parasha, Lamazayin, Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayikachuhu, Vayashrichu, Oisoi Habayra. Lamazayin Chof Beis, they took Yosef, and they threw him into the bar, Vahaboy Reik, Aimboy Mayim. Everybody knows the Pasuk, the bar is empty, and the bar doesn't have any water inside. And Rashi tells us, what's the strange lashon in the pasuk? The bar is empty. There's no water. If it's empty, of course there's no water inside. So what does the pasuk mean? Rabar reik ein by mayim? So Rashi tells us, mayim ein boy, avon choshmak rabim yesh boy. There's no water in the bar, but snakes and scorpions, there were in the bar. And the Gra has been dyed beautifully the pasuk. The Ramban tells us that the Shvatim did not know that there were choshmak rabim. They weren't visible. They could not see the Nechoshim and Nakrabim in the bar, and they thought the bar was empty. Says the Gra, if you look at the Pasuk, you'll see it's Meduik in the Pasuk very nicely. In Lamed Zayin Chaf Dalet. Vayikachu, Vayashrichu, Oisai Habayra. How is the word Habayra spelled? Chaser. There's no Vav between the Beis and the Reish. Bar can be spelled Beis Reish or Beis Vav Reish. Habayra is spelled Hey, Beis Reish, Hey, Chaser. Continue the very next word. Vihabar Reik. The next word, Vahabar, Vav Hei, Beis, Vav Reish. It's spelled Molai, with a Vav. The same Pasuk, two words right next to each other, the exact same word, Chasra Molai, says the Gra, that's the Pshat. Because Vayashrichu Oisai Habayra, when they threw Yosef into the bar Chasra, they thought the bar was Taka empty. They thought the bar was missing, the bar was not full. They didn't see the Nechoshim Makrabim inside the bar. They thought it was Chasra. Says the Torah, no, Vahabar Reik, Eimai Mayim. Even though it appeared to be empty, but really the bar was molly. Really the bar was full. There were nechoshim, there were snakes and scorpions in the bar, and that's why it says a second time, Vahabar, molly, with the extra vav.
Who says this?
The Gra.
Who says the same thing?
Yes, Rishbar. Naznaim Matayra, Naznaim Matayra, he says it's a Musa Haskel we can learn from this pasuk. Why does the Torah write it in such a way? The bar is empty and there's no water. And we have to ask, if the bar is empty, of course there's no water, so it means there's no water, but there's nechoshim rakrabim. If the Torah meant there's nechoshim rakrabim, the Torah could have said, the habar, nechoshim rakrabim, yesh boy. There were nechoshim rakrabim inside the bar. This bar had a maila and a chasarin. The maila was, it was no water. And Yosef wasn't going to drown in the bar. It was empty from water. It had a big chasarin. There were snakes and scorpions in the bar. And that the Torah tells it to us in a very roundabout way. The bar is empty, and there's no water. No water, but there's snakes and scorpions. Why in such a roundabout way? It says, Aznayim HaTorah, because the Torah is teaching us that when you speak about something that has a ma'ilah and chisaroin, and you want to bring out the chisaroin, don't say it directly. Don't bring out the chesaron directly. Say it indirectly. Speak about the ma'ilah, and from the ma'ilah you can learn out what the chesaron is. And kal v'chayim, the pasuk is speaking about a bar, which is an inanimate object, a bar, the Torah describes the bid part of the bar, the nechoshim, nakram, the chesaron, in a very roundabout way, to teach us a lesson. That when you speak about somebody else, you speak about people, very careful how you speak about somebody else. And if you do have to sometimes say chesaron that a person has, say it in a roundabout way. Don't say it directly. Speak about it in a roundabout way. And be very careful not to say the chesaron directly, outright. If the Torah was makbid on a bar, to speak very carefully about the bar, how much careful we have to be when we speak about people. Later on, in Perek Lamaches, Pasuk Chafei, the Pasuk tells us, after the whole ma'aseh with Yehuda and Tamar, the Pasuk tells us, he mutzeis, she was taken out to be burnt, and she sent a message to her father-in-law, to Yehuda, saying, to the man that owns the chesemes, the psilim, the mata, I'm milberes from him. That time, and she says, "Haker, no, please recognize the miach chesemes, the psilim, the mata, ele, to whom they belong to, who the signet ring, the psilim, the mata belong to." Thomas did not say outright that she was milberes from Yehuda. She sent a message, and she said, "If he's moida, he's moida." The Gemara in Brachas Mem Gimel, among other places, the Gemara learns out from here, Noyach Leila Adam, Sheyapel Atzmai Lekivshon Haish. It's easier, it's better for a person to fall into a furnace of fire, Val Yalbim Penechaveiroi Barabim, and not to embarrass his friend Barabim. And how does the Gemara know from Tama? Tama was willing to let herself be burnt, throw herself into a Kivshon Haish, and not embarrass Yehuda. He mutzeis, it's easier to yourself be thrown into a furnace of fire and not embarrass somebody beravim. Reb Leib Chasmin Zatzal says over the Lashon Noyach. What's the Lashon Noyach Leila Adam? It's easier for a person. It's better for a person. And the Biskur obviously is the same idea. It's easier, it's sweeter, it's better for a person to fall into a kipshon eish than to be malben panei chaveiroi beravim. He says a person has a choice. He can either face the fire in this world, the fire in Olam Hazeh, or if he doesn't face the fire in this world and he embarrasses somebody, then he has a fire he has to face in the next world. It's a fire of Gehenna. So Noyach Leila Adam, a person has a choice between the fire of Olam Hazeh and the fire of Gehenna. Noyach, a smart person makes the right choice. It's easier for a person to face the fire of this world than to face the fire of Gehenna. And Leib Chasmin compares it to a person who's surrounded by fire. Chas v'shalom is surrounded by fire, and he has to get out. And he has one path to take, where the fire is raging, burning, high flames or raging fire. And there's another side, another path, where the fire is burning, not so high, the flames are not so high, not a raging fire. And he can possibly run through. And he has a choice which path to take, to run out. Either way, it's dangerous. Either way, it's a fire. But noyachoy, a person who has a little seichel, realizes noyachoy, it's easier, it's better, to take the choice and run out through the smaller flames than to run through the bigger flames. It's easier for a person to face the fire in Olam Hazeh than to face the fire of Gehenna. And not to embarrass somebody. Just the Gemara in Ksuv, the famous Gemara, I think it's Afsamach Zayin, the Gemara with Marukva and his wife. Marukva used to go around giving tzedakah, putting money by the Aniyim's, by the doors of the Aniyim's houses. And he and his wife were very careful that nobody knew who they were. It was an anonymous donation, and nobody knew who gave out the tzedakah. And there was one Ani who was trying to find out who it was. They came at night to give tzedakah, and the Ani was waiting for them. And when he saw that they came, he started to run after them. And they realized that the Ani was running after them. And they didn't want anyone to know who they were, so all the Aniyim shouldn't be embarrassed from him, because he was giving out tzedakah to everybody. So he ran with his wife, and they ran, and the Ani was chasing after them, and he wasn't able to see who they were. And they came to a tana, an oven. They ran in, and they went into a tana, into a burning, they went into an oven, so the Ani should not find out who they were, and they shouldn't embarrass anybody. And the Gemara says that Marukva's feet started to burn from the fire. So his wife said to him, "Put your feet on top of mine, and I'll protect you." Because her feet did not burn. Put your feet on top of mine, and my feet will protect you. And the Gemara, and Kachava, He stood on her feet, and her feet protected him, and the Oni never found out who they were, the Oni didn't find him, and they did not embarrass the Oni, not embarrass the Oni at all. And the Gemara asks, why was it like that? Why was Hazchus greater than his? Why was she able to protect him? And the Gemara says, because it's true they both gave tzedakah, but Marukva gave money. And money the Oni had to take and turn into food. But she, as home, when Aniyim knocked on the door, she gave them ready-made food to eat. They didn't have to go to the store, they didn't have to trade it in, they didn't have to go shopping. She gave them bread, food to eat ready-made. So Hazchus was greater than his because of the food that she gave directly to the Aniyim. So Hazchus was greater than his. When a person does a mitzvah, a person does tzedakah, we have tremendous tzedakah that we have. Tremendous tzedakah a person has by doing tzedakah. But at the same time, a person should be very careful not to embarrass somebody else. Noyech loy lo'odom, shi'yapel atzmo, l'soich kip shenesh, and not to be ma'am v'nei chaveiroi v'rabim. A person has to help others, but at the same time, just be careful not to embarrass somebody else. It says in Lamates, Pasuk Yir Aleph, Lamates Yir Aleph, v'yovoy ha'baiso l'asois malachtoi. The whole maisel l'eishas poitifar. The pasuk says Yosef comes into the house to do his malacha, and Rashi brings down in the machlokes what it means to do his malacha. Rashi brings down in machlokes Rav Shmuel. Chad omar malachtai mamish. One says it means to do his work. He actually came into the house to do his work that he was obligated to do. The chad omar, and one says lasa tzrach of ima. He came to be mezana with him. Ela shenirus lo the musta yuknoi shalavit. But he saw the image of his father, he saw a picture of Yaakov, when he saw a picture and image of Yaakov, he held back. And the Gemara in Saita tells us that Yaakov said to him, Ba'isa Shah, at that time he saw the image of his father, Omaloi, and Yaakov said to Yosef, in this vision Yosef had, Yaakov said to him, Yosef, Asidin Achecha Shikosfu Al Avne Ephait. All of the shvatim, the names, will be written on the stones of the ephod that the Kohen Gadol wears. The Ata B'neim. And your name will be among them. Do you want your name to be erased from among their names? And he should be called a Roya Zainos? Yosef heard that. He ran out. And he changed his mind. So, the idea is brought down that the person sometimes is faced with an Isayin from the Yetzer Hara. Well, the Yetzer Hara comes to a person and tells him, do it, eat it, whatever it is, a person has an Isayin. And sometimes it's difficult to overcome the Yetzer Hara. One of the ways to overcome the Yetzer Hara is ask him, how will it affect the future? How will it affect me in the future? If I give in to you, and I do the Aveira, how will it affect the future? Yaakov told Yosef, look, all the Shvatim are going to be written down in the Avnei Ephod. Do you want to lose it? Do you want to give it away? Every person has levels he could achieve. Every person has kedusha that he could achieve. You want to give it away. Think what will be in the future. It's true, the Aveira might feel good now. A person might have the Hanon now, the Kairos Ruach he might have now, but later on, he'll have Charata. A person thinks what will happen in the future, how it affects the future, that helps him overcome the Aveira. I know I said this story over, but it's a nice story. In the Vardik, they said over the following story. There was once a group of Shikairim, and all they did was drink. They wasted all their time away drinking. They would sit and drink wine, beer, schnapps. They drank. It came one day, and they were already getting older and on in life, and they made a deal among themselves that whoever dies first will come back to the others in a dream and tell them what happened in the Yom HaMis, what happened in the real world when he was Niftar. They continued the drinking, the partying, and one of them passes away. He comes back in a dream. And they ask him in the dream, what did you learn in the Olam HaEmes? What did you learn? And he says, I learned you can drink all you want, but never drink schnapps. You can drink whatever you want, but don't drink schnapps. And they ask him in the dream, what do you mean don't drink schnapps? What did you learn in the Olam HaEmes? He says, I'll tell you what happened. He says, I came upstairs to Shemayim. And they asked me, Kavata Itim Matayra. Did you learn Taira? And I said, no, I was busy, I didn't have time, I can't, I drink. They said to me, didn't you think a little bit about the future, what's going to be with you after you come to Olam HaEmes? No, I don't have a good head, I don't think about the future, I live for the moment, and I drank. So they asked him, did you drink wine? He says, yes, I drank wine. Red wine, red wine. White wine, white wine. Dry wine, dry wine. I drank all the wines. Very good. Did you drink schnapps? I said, of course I drank schnapps. How could you be a good shikr without drinking schnapps? And they said to me, aha, bishlama wine, we understand that you drink wine. So a person who drinks wine, it tastes good. Wine smells good, it tastes good. Right, for the minute a person drinks it, right away it's good. But schnapps, they said to him, why do you drink schnapps for? He said, schnapps, what do you mean? Schnapps, you drink, and then you have that nice warm feeling after you drink. Feels good. It might feel a little strong as it goes down, but once it goes down, schnapps feels good. They said to me, if that's the case, when you drank the schnapps, you thought about the effect of the schnapps. You thought about how you're going to feel after you drink it. When you drank it, schnapps, you could choke on the schnapps. Once it goes down, that's when the schnapps has the effect. It warms you up. It has the nice feeling. You thought about the effect of what you did. If you thought about the future, you thought about the effect of what you did, then why don't you think about everything else you did in your life? Why don't you think about the effect everything else that you did would have? Why don't you think about the future? So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael said, you could drink, but don't drink schnapps. If you drink schnapps, they're going to have a time on you that you thought about the future and the effect that it might have. Okay, that was the story they said over in the Vardik. But the lesson is obvious. Person has to be careful. Think about the future. What will be if I give into that Aveira? On the other hand, I do the mitzvah. Oh, what will be if I do the mitzvah? A person that thinks about the future can help him overcome his nizyonis. In Perikama Tess, Pasuk Tess, the Pasuk says, when Eishes Potiphar approaches Yosef, so Yosef gives her a whole drosha in Pasuk Tess. Enenu galdo babayis hazem imeni. There's nobody greater in the house than me. V'lo chosach mimeni ma'uma. And Potiphar didn't hold anything back from me. Ki im oisach b'ashat ishtoi. Only you, because you're his wife. V'yeich esa haro ha'gedoyla hazois. How can I do this terrible aveira v'chotosi l'okim and I'll sin to Hashem? The Bevolva makes a beautiful diuk. And he says, why was Yosef talking about himself? No one's greater than me, and how can I do this aveira and I'll sin to Hashem? Why didn't Yosef say, we'll sin to Hashem? Like Rashi says, B'nei Noach nitztavu al harayis. B'nei Noach were commanded about harayis. Yosef should have said, how could we do this aveira? And how could we sin to Hashem? But what does Yosef say? Eich e'ese. How can I do this raw and I'll sin to Hashem? Says Rav Volbo Zatzal, ve'eich e'ese. Yosef, even with his words, even with his machshava, didn't want to associate himself with Eishes Potiphar. He didn't want to put them together in the same sentence, in the same words, and say, how could we do the Aveira? How could we sin? He didn't want to put himself together with Eishes Potiphar, even with Dibur, even with machshava. So afraid was Yosef of Chait. He didn't want to associate himself with Eishes Potiphar in any way whatsoever. He didn't say, how could we do this Aveira? How can we sin? But he said, how can I sin? Even with Dibur of machshava, Yosef wanted not to associate himself with Eishes Potiphar. How far a person is to be careful to stay away from an Aveira. Come to the very end of the parasha, the last pasuk, everyone knows, V'loizocha, Sar HaMashkim, Es Yosef, V'ayishko Chayim. The Sar HaMashkim did not remember Yosef, and he forgot him. And of course, the Mefarshim were bothered, what's the double lotion? If he didn't remember him, obviously he forgot him. If he forgot Yosef, obviously he didn't remember. So what does the pasuk mean, V'loizocha? He didn't remember, and he forgot. So Rashi tells us, Vloizacha means boy bayoim. He didn't remember Yosef on that day. He forgot Yosef later on. And then Rashi says, because Yosef depended upon the Sar HaMashkim to remember him, he had to stay in prison another 2 years. Shenema Ashrei HaGever Shasa Hashem Meftachoi Vloifona Rehovim. Praise the person who relies on Hashem and doesn't turn to the Rehovim. And the Rehovim, says Rashi, is Mitzrayim, refers to the Mitzrayim. If you saw him in Sharkov, the Sharkova asks, he's bothered by Rashi. Rashi says that Yosef went ahead, he asked the Sar HaMashkim, Shenem, like it says, Ashri Agevish Asa Hashem Miftachai. But didn't Yosef do the opposite? Isn't Rashi trying to show us that Yosef did not rely on his level as much as he should have on Hashem? But Yosef went ahead and he asked the Mitzri for help. Shenem, Ashri Agevish Asa Hashem Miftachai. Praises the person who relies on Hashem. But Rashi is saying, Yosef did just the opposite. He asked the Mitzri for help. So he told about Maisa to answer this. He said, the Baal Shem Tov had a grandson, Reb Aaron was his name. And this Reb Aaron was very, very poor. He sat and he learned the whole day. He sat in the Beis Medrash the whole day. He was a Kaddish V'tah, but he was mamish very poor. He had no parnasa, he had no money at all. It came a point where his financial situation was desperate, and he had no Eitzah. And one night in Shul, out of desperation, he gave this cry out, and he said, Rabbeisai, there's an Einikul of the Baal Shem Tov here in Shul. There's a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov here in Shul, and nobody takes care of him. He's an Oni, and nobody takes care of him. He's an Einikul of the Baal Shem Tov. He had an outburst, and he said, that's what he said. People heard that. They got a little nervous. They heard. They investigated who he was, found that he was an Einikul of the Baal Shem. They decided they're going to help him. They made a whole deal. Starting tomorrow, they're going to come. They're going to help him. They'll supply meals for him. And they're going to take care of him. After everybody left, Mr. Aaron felt very bad. He said, where's my bitachon? Up until now, I had bitachon in Hashem. I never did this before. And now I screamed out for people to help. Where's my bitachon? The whole night, he stood by the Aron Kodesh and he davened to Hashem that they should forget about what he said. They should forget all that he said. And it's as if it never happened. And he's only relying on Hashem. And he's davening with his whole heart. They should forget his outburst. They should forget that he asked for help. Comes the next morning. Nobody remembers anything at all. Nobody bought him any food. And he relied on Hashem. So the Tsharkava, perhaps that's the Pshat by Yosef also. The Lezacha Sarah Mashkim is Yosef. Sarah Mashkim didn't remember him. Yosef made a mistake on his level. That he asked Sarah Mashkim for help. Yosef realized, where's my Metachoin? So he davened to Hashem, the Sarah Mashkim should forget that he asked for help. Vayishkacheil, the Sarah Mashkim forgot. And that's what Rashi means. Shinema Ashrei HaGever, Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi. Rashi brings down the Pasuk, praises the person who trusts in Hashem. From here, from Vayishkacheil. Because why did the Sarah Mashkim forget? Because Yosef was mispalel that the Sarah Mashkim should forget that he asked, and he relied only on Hashem. So I'll tell you all the story that happened to me recently. I can't go into all the details because it's a recent Maisa, but the Rosh Yiprochem I could say over. Somehow I got involved in a certain chesed. Somebody approached me, I got involved in helping somebody with a certain chesed. In the beginning, it's new, you do a chesed once or twice, it's good. I didn't realize that it was going to be an ongoing involvement, an ongoing chesed. It was ongoing, and ongoing. I got to a point where I couldn't do it anymore. It was just not fitting into the schedule. Everything was upside down. Got to a point where I made a chot, I have to stop. So I made up my mind, the next time the opportunity for the chesed comes up, when the situation arises, I'll just politely say, I can't do it anymore, and I'm backing out. Okay. But here, yoim, the opportunity came, rose again for the chesed, and I said, I can't do it. Fine. Okay, good. I went home at night. It bothered me to no end. You can plan a plan to say no to do a chesed, but after you do it, it doesn't feel right. And I said to myself, no, it's the right thing to have to stop. And I was waiting the next day to be asked again, and I wasn't saying no again. The next day, whatever happened, the opportunity did not arise, I wasn't involved. The day after, I wasn't involved. I said to myself, maybe it's not right. Maybe I wanted to give it up, and that was it, it's over. I thought it over and I said, you know what? Maybe I could do it. I'll try it again. So the next morning I said, if it comes up again, I'll do it. And I'm waiting 2, 3, 4 days and the opportunity doesn't come up. I didn't meet that person. Whatever it was, the opportunity didn't arise. Going, a little time goes by. So I said, maybe Menashrem took away this chesed. So I davened the next morning. I davened that I have charata for what I did. And if the opportunity comes along to do the chesed, believe Shalom, I'm going to kabbal it, I'm going to do it again. Not once, not twice. The kids, a day or two later, opportunity arose again. And this time, I ran to do the chesed with a smile, and like, whoever was involved looked at me. Last week, we were afraid to ask you. You were very, and all of a sudden, you're back to do it with a smile. You're doing the chesed again. And I was recovering on myself that whenever it comes up, I'll do it. It worked out. Sometimes we make silly decisions in life. We make decisions. We think things are too hard. We think things are too difficult. But as we go on, we see that if a person really wants to, and a path that a person wants to go, Hashem leads a person down such a path. And a person can do it. Sometimes, we do things that are wrong by Yishchel. We have to daven that Hashem, we should forget. Hashem, please forget about what we did. We'll let people forget about what we did. And we should be able to go back and do the chesed the way we did it, the way we did it before. Mitzvahs, chesed, are not burdens, are not, on hardships, on opportunities that Hashem gave us. Like the Mishnah at the end of Makis, Rechanan ben Akashi Oimer, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakois is Yisrael, Rufiicha Chirba Lehem Toiru Mitzvois, Shneem Hashem Chofetz Roman Yagdol Toiru V'yadir. Hashem loves us, so He gives us more Toiru Mitzvos. Just the opposite. If you love a person, make life easier for him. Less rules, less restrictions, less regulations, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, Hashem gives us more Toiru Mitzvos. And the Pshat is yes. Because mitzvahs are not burdens, mitzvahs are not hardships, mitzvahs are opportunities. Opportunities to grow, opportunities to come close to Hashem, opportunities to grow in ruchnias, to earn olam haba. And the more tired, the more mitzvahs we have, the more opportunities we have, the easier it is to grow. There's so many mitzvahs that we don't even think twice about doing. It's second nature to us. Why were they given to us? So we have more opportunities, we grow from it. And every mitzvah that we do, we come closer, to Hashem. So just the opposite. Instead of sometimes saying, it's very difficult, it's very hard, let's use the opportunities that we have to serve Hashem, to learn, and to come closer. We should all be zeichah to see Mashiach's name here, Yemeinu Amen.